This is N2ROW with 13 repeaters link. N2ROW with 13 repeaters linked. The local weather warning. Sorry, no summary available on B2A Echo Link Node Link. On. The local weather forecast for Wednesday. Partly cloudy with a high of 54 and a low of 43 degrees. Thursday, clear with a high of 63 and a low of 47 degrees. Friday, clear with a high of 65 and a low of 49 degrees. Saturday, clear with a high of 72 and a low of 50 degrees. Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 72 and a low of 50 degrees. NB2A Echo Link on.
W2CMA, repeat, PL1, 14, 8.
I'm sorry, I can do that.
2CMA. Repeat, PL 1148.
WSZ on the air.
W2CMA. Repeat, PL 1148. W2CMA. Repeat, PL 1148.
Please check out www.n2row.net for info. NYDXA shortwave and scanner net Wednesdays at 9 p.m. All are welcome. Sorry, no summary available. MBQA Echo Link Node Link on. The local weather forecast for Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 54 and a low of 43 degrees. Thursday, clear with a high of 63 and a low of 47 degrees. Friday, clear with a high of 65 and a low of 47 degrees. Saturday, clear with a high of 68 and a low of 50 degrees. Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 72 and a low of 50 degrees. NB2A Echo Link on.
W2CMA. Repeat, PL 1148. W2CMA. Repeat, PL 1148. W2CMA. Repeat, PL 1148. W2CMA. Repeat, PL 1148. W2CMA. Repeat, PL 1148.
Silent mode enabled. Silent mode enabled.
Okay, good evening everyone. This is N2NLB. My name is Charles from Staten Island in New York City on this Holy Week for both the Jewish and Christian faiths. First, we want to say happy Passover to those who are practicing that, and those who are Christians looking forward to Good Friday and Easter. Hope this Holy Week is good to you and your family. I'd like to welcome everyone to the shortwave and scanner listener event that's heard on the N2ROW linked repeater system. This event is held here every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time on all the dozen-plus repeaters of the N2ROW system. You can find all the repeaters at the website at www.n2row.net. When you look at that list, please pick the repeater that's closest to where you are. This way, make sure you get a decent signal coming in, but also be mindful that the two frequencies, 145.230 and 441.100, are especially set up for those with lower-powered radios like handhelds, because there are multiple receivers scattered throughout the tri-state area. So if you have a mobile station or a base station, please do not use those two frequencies and allow the lower-powered stations to use them. Just come in on one of the other repeaters and you'll be fine. Also, because it is a linked repeater system, when you key up on any of the frequencies, please pause for a second as you're keying up. This way it gives all the links a chance to lock in before you begin to speak. Otherwise, if you speak too quickly, the beginning part of your transition gets cut off, and we're going to have to ask you to repeat yourself. When you're checking in tonight on the air, please give your call sign, name, and location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. And by traffic, we're talking about any comments or questions that you'd like to share with everyone else. This net is only a reflection of all the traffic that's brought to it on a weekly basis. There is no set agenda, no set schedule of any type, except that we try to keep everything within the realm of what's on these frequencies that are outside of the amateur radio band. So the net will last longer if there's more people participating, and it gets cut off earlier when there are less people with traffic. If you're not able to get into the repeaters for whatever reason, please use our email address, which is nydxa@yahoo.com. And that email address is checked periodically throughout the net, so that if there are any questions or comments that come in through that way, we will relay them on the air. So at this point, we'll stand by for check-ins. Please space it out. This way people are not stepping on each other, and we can get everybody checked in. This is N2NLP.
2NLP. QA20KZ. Ken in Cranford, New Jersey, no traffic.
KC2SYL, Queens, New York, no traffic.
KB2USM, Dave in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, no traffic.
KB2YAX, no traffic.
Is this? And 1MLZ, Bob in Milford, Connecticut, with traffic.
Okay, so far we have W2KZ, KC2SYL, KB2USM. The next station, I'm not too sure, it's KB2YAX. I missed that middle letter. Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, that's correct. Kilo Bravo 2, Yankee Alpha X-ray.
Okay, I did have it. Okay, good. Welcome to the net. And then 1MLZ. Anybody else?
WA2 India Whiskey Charlie Midtown Manhattan, traffic.
Okay, game done. No need time, don't you think? Anyone else? Okay, again, if anybody's having trouble getting to the net or you're not a licensed amateur radio operator yet, you can still participate by sending an email. And that email is nydxa@yahoo.com. Okay, let's see. Bob, you're the first one up. N1 MLZ. N2NLV.
Okay, Charlie. Good evening to you, sir, and everyone else on the net. Good evening. Happy holidays, everybody. First of all, like security. I think it's NAC 293. Very active, Charlie, last two or three days. I don't know what if there's someone in the city or something, but I don't know if you can comment on that, but it's been unusually active, that frequency. Over to you, Charlie.
I don't know who's in town, Bob, but what type of traffic did you hear on the frequency?
Escorts, escorting somebody around a lot. a lot more than usual, and it seems they get the same VIP, because they're using the same code name. So someone's around, but very, very active.
Yeah, it's typically the diplomatic security service, so probably somebody from one of the embassies. I haven't watched the news much to know who's in town. Just been concentrating on a few technical issues I've been dealing with for the job, but and of course we got technical issues with the repeater. So if anybody hears of anything, you know, from any of the countries, somebody being here, that would probably be a clue. I don't know whether this whole thing about the nuclear armament between us and Russia, whether all that was taking place in Moscow or some of that was taking place here. Because if it was taking place here, then it probably has something to do with the Russian ambassador.
That's a good point, Charlie. Okay, that could be it. Definitely a lot of escorting, stopping traffic here and there, you know, to let the convoy through, and I was going on even late at night and last night and all afternoon today and even the day before yesterday, quite a bit. So whoever it is, they've been in town for a couple of days at least. Kind of interesting to listen to. Kind of nice. Pretty good signal here too, out of Connecticut here, so good frequency there. And the last thing, I'm sure you read it on Radio Reference, in case anybody else didn't hear, that Radio Shack is lowering the price on the Pro 107. It's going to be the normal price now, $399, so they're lowering it $100. It's going to be the regular price is going to be $399 now, so a Pro 90, Pro 107, and I guess the one with the 10, I think it's the 106 or whatever, the base model also, is also going to be that price. So starting, I believe, tomorrow, April 1st. So that's the new news there on Radio Shack, and if there's still going to be Radio Shack.
Yeah, the rumors are running around whether it's going to be put out by Best Buy or something. Who knows? Like Christmas time, they could be calling it Best Shack or something.
That'd be a good one. Yeah, they'll have to rename it, I'm sure. Or maybe they'll just keep it Best Buy. And, Best Shack is pretty good. So, very good. All right, Charlie. Maybe if I hear anything on the cap, I'll put it up on your on the email. And if you want to share it with everybody, you know, that'll be fine. So. I'll be checking tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon, and see what I hear on the frequencies they're using.
Yeah, I wouldn't discount the frequencies they used in the past, like 271.0. Huntress does stretch out for quite a wide range, so they might be reusing some of the frequencies that we used in the past.
Yeah, I, for some reason they haven't used that one in a while. They kind of, for some reason, haven't used it. They've been using 260.9. The last time they were in Massachusetts and Cape Cod, I can't remember. That wasn't too far back, but he was out visiting Martha's Vineyard. Then he went up to Boston, and they used 260.9 on that one. And plus, don't forget that they also use refueling frequencies also. Sometimes they'll do the refuel right on that frequency. But most of the time they switch over to a primary air refuel, which you can catch all those on Radio Reference also, on the wiki, the whole list there. But I'll, like I said, if I hear them, I'll put it up on and you can send it out to everybody.
Yeah, and also put a radio reference too for anybody who's looking over there. I know there's at least a couple of users that are normally on our list. One of them is having an email issue with his internet service provider. So whatever is breaking around this area, I think it would be best to drop it in there.
Yeah, very good, Charlie. I can do that. No problem. I'll put it up on the, I guess on the Massachusetts group there. There's also a thread for the Mel Air all the time, so. And I think it's out of Maryland, but it seems to be the one everybody uses no matter where you are. Everybody goes to that thread, the Mel Air frequencies. I think it's on the Maryland group, but it's well known by most of the Mel Air people in the Northeast corridor here.
Well, don't forget the general military message forum section as well. You know, the one that's just above the state.
Right, okay. Yeah, that's a good one. The military monitoring forum. That's, as a matter of fact, I think that's where they, That's where they put the thread on the POTUS coming in. Right on top there, so. So, yeah, that's a good one, Charlie. You're right. That's probably the best place to put it. Probably right on that thread, actually, with the POTUS starting here with the information about him coming.
And for anybody who is wondering about some of the terminology, POTUS is President of the United States, so in this particular case, we should be calling it TOTUS, Teleprompter of the United States.
Put that up there, Charlie. That's a good one.
That's already been played around as a joke on the political blogs for the past year. I'm just carrying it forward.
Okay, Charlie, very good. All right, that's all I got for tonight, and I'll turn it back to you, and I'll talk to you again on the night here. Have a great holiday.
Okay, Bob, you too up there in Connecticut. Hopefully you didn't get too bad a brain situation. You know, we were watching the news the past few days, watching what was going on in Rhode Island and getting the news blurbs in the amateur press and on packet from the emergency communications groups up there and what they're dealing with their local towns and emergency management. This whole winter has been one thing after another, between blizzards, snowstorms, and then finally with all the rain, we get flooding over in South Dakota and now here on the Northeast. And hurricane season starts in a couple of months. Woohoo! Oh well, can't control the weather. Just gotta prepare for it. Alright, thanks a lot, Bob. Let's see. Next one up is down in Manhattan. W2IWC, N2NLV.
W2IWC, good evening, Charlie, Bob, everybody else on the net. One of the pieces of traffic Bob mentioned was the reduction in prices on the couple of scanners at Radio Shack. However, when I saw it on Radio Reference, it was the Pro 106, which is the portable handheld equivalent GRE PSR 500, and the other one that was discounted was the Pro 197, and I'm not sure which GRE equivalent that is. I don't know if that's the Radio Shack equivalent to the PSR 600 or what, but those were the two that I saw that were mentioned to be reduced, not the 107, and I think that would make sense, because the 107 I think is too new for them to start reducing it already, but I could be wrong. I thought I'd pass that along, and the question I had tonight was I know you rarely actually do an actual import from radio reference using the database API. But I wanted to do one this week, and I was specifically interested in importing the FBI frequencies on VHF, P25 stuff. And I don't remember seeing under conventional systems that was listed. I just wondered if you know how it was categorized, and if you do, there is an import for federal systems, but that's trunked, I believe, and those are not trunked. N2NOV, WH1WC.
Well, let me see if Bob wants to jump in on the scanner thing and he might have some insight on the FBI. As far as my interaction with the radio reference databases, I'm normally the one uploading and updating stuff with it and putting stuff in rather than taking stuff out of it. I have not personally put any of my FBI notes up there yet because I have some holes in my layout that I wanted to straighten out first before I did that. So let me see what MLS has got. Bob?
Yeah, very good. There's no listing as far as the radio reference database, as far as New York or anything like that for FBI, but there is a thread in the federal monitoring section of the forums, and somebody put the whole list of the so-called, I guess you can say, license possibilities, even though we know that there's no listing anymore for licenses for any federal frequencies, but somebody has all the frequencies that are possible. And what I just did is I put in a spreadsheet and just cut and pasted made a list in the software. So there's no real place to download it per se using the software where you download like a trunk system or whatever, but you have to do it manually. In the federal file, the federal is just search for pull one of the FBI frequencies in the forum and in the search, and it'll probably come up to the right thread. If I can find it again, I'll send it over to you. But that's how I did it anyway. It was pretty easy to. I put the whole list in, set them all up as P25, and I just scanned that bank as part of my scanning, normal scanning thing.
Okay, thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. I just thought that it would be in the database. I didn't realize, and I looked this week, and I'm like, no, it can't be that it's not there. But makes sense. Well, don't go breaking your neck if you happen to easily find it. Email it over to me or whatever. And if not, don't worry about it. It's certainly not a big deal. But thanks. That clears up. Clears up a little mystery. I appreciate it, WH1WC.
Yeah, give me your email one more time there so I can make sure I get it to the right place here.
It's my first initial and my last name, so it's D Brito, Delta, Bravo, Romeo, Echo, Delta, Alpha. Again, that's Delta, Bravo, Romeo, Echo, Delta, Alpha, at NYC, November Yankee Charlie, .rr.com.
All right, got it. No problem. I'll send you the list I have over there. what rating are you going to put it in? I can even send you the file. Are you going to put it in the... So the Pro 106, I think, which one you have.
Yeah, I got a PSR 600, so it's the same thing.
Okay, very good. Yeah, you're correct, by the way. It is a Pro 106. I said 107 accidentally. I meant 197. Yes, the Pro 106 is the radio that's on sale.
station model, is that the equivalent to the 600?
That's correct.
I missed that. You picked it up too fast.
Yeah, affirmative. That's the same model. It's the base model.
Okay, great. Very good, thank you. One more question, and then I will release it back to Nat. Which software are you using these days? Do you use TSR Edit or Don Starr's program or the Butel stuff?
Yeah, for the Pro 106, I use the Win 500, Don Starr's Win 500, and the BC-396, I use the FreeScan. So that's what I'm using here.
Okay. Yeah, FreeScan, they just came out with a new version, by the way. It's, I don't know, I forgot the number, 99J. The letter is J as in Julia, by the way. I'm using that for the 396 myself. And BC Tool is about to come out with a major new version. I really like BC Tool a lot. I don't know if you've played with it, but I like that program a lot, especially the radio control portion of it. It's superb. And I guess he's going to come out with a major new version in a couple of weeks with a lot more features. Okay, back to net. N2NOV, WA2IWC. Thank you.
Okay, number up, guys. That straightens things out. Alright, time now is 9:28. Stand by for any additional check-ins or additional comments. And I'll also check the email account. So far, nothing. This is N2NOV, the shortwave, and scanner listeners that stand by for additional check-ins. Okay, well, not hearing anything, we'll attribute it to the family gathering session this week. So I guess we'll wrap it up a little early tonight. If any of you make use of this repeater throughout the week, you know that there are other nets that are run on here. Tomorrow evening, Wednesdays, at 8 o'clock is when they have the K2IRC group that meets. And Mondays at 8:30 is the meeting for the Garrix group for their weekly emergency communications net. And throughout the day, 7 days a week, NB2A has connected to the system is Echo Lake station, and the add-on software which allows announcements and weather reports and things of that nature. What Tom has also done is that he also has Newsline amateur radio news reports come out on Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock and Wednesday afternoons at 1 p.m. So keep this system on in the background. If you have a dual-band radio, what I do is that I keep this system on one side of the radio while I tune around on the other side of the radio. And if you'd like to help support the system, what they're in desperate need of right now is the ability to have emergency backup power. We're talking about some deep cycle marine batteries at the various sites throughout the area. If you'd like to help out with that or learn more about the system, go to n2row.net. There is a page showing all the repeaters, a guest sign-in page, and a few other things on there. So go take a peek. All right, with that, we'll say 7-3, and catch you next week. Enjoy the rest of this week, and at least the weather will be decent for the weekend. That's good. Catch you later. And just want to be clear.
W2CMA.
mode disabled. New York City Amateur Radio Emergency Communications Net Mondays at 8:30 p.m. Weather warning, coastal flood advisory in effect until 2 a.m. EDT, Thursday, NB2A Aqualink node link, on. The local weather forecast for Thursday, clear with a high of 63 and a low of 47 degrees. Friday, clear with a high of 65 and a low of 47 degrees. Saturday, clear with a high of 68 and a low of 50 degrees. Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 72 and a low of 50 degrees. Monday, clear with a high of 70 and a low of 49 degrees. NB2A Aqualink on.
W2CMA, repeat, PL 1148. W2CMA, repeat, PL 1148. W2CMA, repeat, PL 1148.
Wait 2 seconds to transmit after PTT is keyed. Amateur Radio Emergency Communications Net Mondays at 8:30 p.m.
W2CMA, repeat, PL 1148.
The local weather warning, coastal flood advisory in effect until 2 a.m. EDT, Thursday, NB2A Aqualink node link, on. The local weather forecast for Thursday, clear with a high of 63 and a low of 47 degrees. Friday, clear with a high of 65 and a low of 47 degrees. Saturday, clear with a high of 68 and a low of 50 degrees. Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 72 and a low of 50 degrees. Monday, clear with a high of 70 and a low of 49 degrees. NB2A Aqualink on.
2CMA, repeat, PL, 1148. W2CMA, repeat, PL, 1148.
cuarta llamada de aquí. Yo voy a coger, este es lo único que no...
I can't quite understand you. Okay,
whatever
that was, you weren't quite making the machine. KA2, MCE, this way. KA2,
W2CMA, repeat, PL1148. W2CMA, repeat, PL1148.
W with 13 repeaters linked.
W2CMA. A, repeat, P, L, 1, 14, 8.